of lasagna served with cheese stuffed breadsticks and a tossed salad for $7.25. Main Street Cafe's regular menu will also be available. Dinner hour is from 4:30 to 8 p.m. Show your Valentine how much you care. Take them to Main Street Cafe and Bakery in downtown Pigeon this Valentine's Day, Monday, February 14th.
Hi, this is Gretchen.
And this is Heidi
from Harjo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
Make sure you stop into Harjo's Ben Franklin for great deals now through Saturday.
You'll find 25% off fabric.
That's right. Now through Saturday, find fabric 25% off at Harjo's.
From rich colors, plaids, and prints, it's 25% off. Heidi, this is the time to add to your fabric collection so you can work on new outfits for summer and fall. Discover your own fashion possibilities.
From cotton to fleece and classy designs, here at Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon, we are giving 25% off all in-stock fabric, Monday through Saturday only.
And only at Harjo's Ben Franklin at the Light in downtown Pigeon.
North Star Bank invites you to join in its 10th anniversary celebration going on now.
Hi, I'm Joy Armstrong. The staff at North Star Bank would like to thank our customers and friends for their support and patronage through the last 10 years.
I'm Tom Cray. To celebrate our 10th anniversary, North Star Bank is giving you a chance to win a North Star Bank cookbook filled with recipes from our staff. Stop by any location of North Star Bank from February 14th through the 18th to register to win. You can also purchase a cookbook for $10. All proceeds benefit local food pantries.
And stop by any of our locations on Friday, February 18th, to warm up with a free cup of soup.
No requirement to open or maintain an account to enter to win drawing. Visit North Star Bank's 10th anniversary celebration going on now at their locations in Bad Axe, Pigeon, Caro, and Akron. Member FDIC.
We're back here at Laker High School, and we're just finishing up with the coming home ceremonies, and we've got some updates for you in the studio. They're letting us know that North Hills 53-44. And I gotta believe that that's a girls' score.
That's a boys' score, actually.
That's a boys' score. North Hills 53-44. Hopefully, we got the girls' update.
I have a note here that the girls were up by 15. Port Hope girls were up by 15 at the half. North Durham boys won, obviously, they played earlier tonight. From Sandusky, had a big surprise at the end of the third quarter. Sandusky 57, Mayville 17. And the one that probably everyone was waiting for at the end of the first quarter, in Ubley, it's 17-12, with Ubley leading by a lot. So far, you're looking at
do we have any exact on this? I mean, like cold stone ice cream, something there, you know. We haven't had one of those guys in the restaurant since we haven't coached.
I think cold stone's over the fair wager.
I think that's a fair wager, so come on, Bill Camp, I want you to win. I haven't had cold stone since I was coaching, actually. So it's been almost 2.5 years now.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
Are you aware? Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid talk and text cards are now as low as a penny a minute. That's right. Talk for as low as a penny a minute on prepaid. Plus, when you buy a $50 talk and text card, get a free LG 100 cell phone, and that includes free activation. Pick one up today. Get great Thumb Cellular phone service, yet you control the cost. No surprise bills and no contract. And there's more. With Thumb Cellular's new Fast Track Prepay Loyalty Program, after you purchase 5 Fast Track cards, you'll get the 6th card free. So stop by Thumb Cellular, Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or see an authorized agent, and ask about the new Fast Track Prepaid Talk and Text cards for as low as a penny a minute, a free LG 100 cell phone, free activation, and Thumb Cellular's Fast Track Loyalty Program. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard.
Son of a...
What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
We're back here at Laker High School, Sue Schrader, Brent Weiner. You're listening to Cruise 102.1 Game of the Week, and congratulations goes out to Brooklyn Foy, who's been crowned the coming home queen. And we thank everybody for your updates, and we hope you will continue to either call the studio or text Brent or myself and let us know what's happening, as we like to keep you informed as much as we're possible. Brent, tell me what Coach Kane Forth is telling his players in the locker room right now.
Well, I'm sure he's slightly telling them they need to pick up the intensity out there, because right now they're just getting outworked, and they did pretty much the entire first half. They've got the talent to come back. They've definitely got the coaching to come back, but they've got to put that heart and intensity in it to really make a comeback, because you don't want this to get any farther out of hand, or all of a sudden it's going to be too far out of their reach.
And you definitely don't want to give Lakers any momentum going down coming up to districts. Granted, districts for the boys are about 3.5 weeks away, but you give them this little bit of a win and a crack, and they start believing in themselves, and that's going to be another team to contend with in the district round coming up here that's going to be over in Harbor Beach. What are you doing if you're a Lakers coach?
Well, obviously you want to do, you know, more of the same if you can, but you got to give them a couple keys to focus on. I think if they continue to pressure the guards on the outside, make it tough for them to get the ball down low into the paint, you know, Broker and Zwemer are doing it the best they can do to try and get position on the bigs down there, but if the guard can help them kind of distract the inbound or the, you know, pass down low, that'll definitely help Lakers down low, and I think they get the rebounds and they push up like they did in the first half, and they'll be okay.
You know, we started something here, and then this is something that I'm sure USA's got to make an adjustment for. Lakers come out, and when they had the lead, only when they had a 6-point lead, they kind of went into what I want to call a star or a picky play. They wasn't really a true star, but they did go into a delay or control tempo game where they were waiting for something inside or a drive inside of a run line to just back open for an unprotected three. USA's got to make that adjustment, because right now they've got a 12-point lead, you let Lakers do it, and they can come out and do the same thing for the next two quarters. And then they can play a game that we used to play, wide-open threes or wide-open threes, and win this ball game.
You know, we saw Lakers do a very similar thing against Cal City 2 weeks ago. Cal City played that 2-3 zone. Lakers put Chase Walker at the high post, Norman at the low post, and just moving back and forth, passing up on top, and as long as USA plays that 2-3 zone without contesting those passes, I would anticipate Lakers doing the exact same thing again.
I also think Coach Majewski's got to come up with a really good tough fire-me-up speech right here, because, you know what, now the festivities are over, all that adrenaline from all this week about coming home, the guys are a little bit tired, they're feeling good about themselves, but you know dang well coming out here that USA can find themselves back into any game. They're just like a higher beach from the greater Sunnies. They're never out of any game.
They really are. And, you know, one of the debates I have after with my brother and some of those guys from the Tribune is, if you had to pick one coach from the area to win one game, who would you pick? And the names always are the same. The Tony Burton's, the Mark Gamecourt. So you know the Mark went to that locker room and like I said, slightly made sure they understood what he wanted to happen. I think they'll come out with much more intensity. If they do, Lakers have got to match that intensity. It's, you know, it's a 32-minute game. You can't play 16 minutes and rest on your laurels.
But I think we're going to see the likes of Botello and Holland and even Gangler step up here. We need, like we talked about at the beginning of the game, I said when USA wins games, they have 3 and 4 guys that are scoring double digits. Right now, they don't have anybody close to being in double digits, if I remember what you read right after that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They were led by McGraw with 5 points. So that's the high score. The other thing that I think will be interesting, Sue, is if Holland or Botello pick up their fourth early, what does Coach Gamecourt do? And they're two key players that need to be on the floor. And if something happens and they pick up an additional foul, that is bad news for the Patriots.
One thing that we haven't seen from USA tonight, they're one of the top teams shooting the three-pointers in the area. They are the top teams. They're averaging 4.85 for the sake of numbers. And we haven't seen them make one or none.
I don't think they made any. And really, I mean,
yeah, everything they've taken, they've been forced to step inside the line and put up. So Lakers are going to have to keep an eye on that, but until USA gets hot outside, they really can talk it in right now and say, hey, shoot from the outside. So you grab me with two, three burners, I'm going to let you shoot away from out there because you're having no trouble controlling.